Feel Live, made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
That's right, you already know what it is, man.
It's Platinum Play, DJ Steve, 93.2 FM. Keep it locked.
Yes, people, me there. You listen to Sheffield Live with me, DJ Ski. We got platinum plates between now and 5 o'clock. When reggae was king. In some parts, it's emperor. Well, you know what I mean? Some parts, it's not. Anyway, if you want to get his ear nice and crisp, then it's either 93.2 FM, the Radio Garden app, so a wicked little app that internet radio station all over the world. And why not? TuneIn Radio and all those little spy machines you take to play Sheffield Live. But probably the best place to get us is www.sheffieldlive.org. www.sheffieldlive.org. If you want to get me live and direct in a studio, I'm here every week. Well, most weeks I'm here. Bring a handful of my own little records, and that's what we get. So I can't play you a request. I can't play you a. I can't play a request because I'll just bring records. So I've just got a little selection. I can send you out a dedication. And to do that, you can get me on 079-44-746-863. Prento, if you are listening, then don't forget, I sent you the competition winner last week, Safiran. Seen? So, get in touch with him, you've got his number. We're going to start in the usual way. That's a few version. Then we'll have some 7-inch singles. Mainly consciousness today. Got a nice little soul light selection from the 1960s. And then the second hour is going to be mostly Barrington Levy. But we'll see Wagwan. We're going to start with Lynn Tate and the Jets. El Casino Royale.
El Casino Royale. Do me permission.
That's what I said. Well, it's in Eon, so it's Royale, isn't it? Oh.
Al Casino Royale, do big for Mr. Bang. Well,
Safiran, well, go on, my brother.
Too big for Mr. Man. Well, that's it. Pretty cool. Thank you.
King Horror, Zion I on the Grape label. Looks like it's a red grape. Yeah, this little tune here. It's a dangerous little melody. Listen, it's worth a few quid, this one. Except mine has been devalued because the flip side, the label's been torn off. But this, 150, 200 quid for this. Another one for my little selection. For those who have a keen eye on the news, Jason Arday, the professor, former professor, former alive person at Cambridge University, walked away and resigned after a number of allegations, some possibly valid, some probably not. The media hounded him. He said he was walking away because it wasn't good for his mental health. And they hounded and hounded and hounded him. And then less than 2 weeks later, he took his... Well, they found dead. He's found dead. He was only 36 years old. And he got a young family. And now reports say that the media have continued to hound his family. He's got a whole media circus outside there. They're not reporting for the welfare of them or in sorrow of Jason. And it's kind of crazy world. This is a version of Never Get Weary. I've stopped getting weary about race because it's here forever and ever and ever.
Little girl, don't get weary.
And why I say that is because, you know, a lot of people think that racism's about, you know, like getting called an unsavoury name or not getting a job, you know. And that, although it's unpleasant if you experience it, it's not worth your anger, it's not worth your emotional range, it's just not worth it. But how it's much deeper, race is just much deeper than that, is how academics can go to institutions like University of Cambridge, University of Oxford, any university in the whole wide world can go to, and you can theorise about how people who look like me cannot be as intelligent as those people that they have socially constructed to call white. It's mad. It's mad. And so that permeates through criminal justice, it permeates through the health system, it permeates through the education system, well, so-called education. It permeates through everything. And, you know, there are renowned scholars. David Starkey is one who was reveling in the downfall of Jason Arday. And basically said that he was like enjoying the retribution. What? It's mad. But that's the world. And it ain't gonna change. Because race is not an aberration. No. It's not abnormal. Race is the norm. It's the system. That's what we have to understand. Some commentator is saying that, you know, he's advocating to have an Arday's law, you know, to have a law named after Jason Arday about people being harassed and harangued in a way that he was. That's not going to work. You can't appeal for a solution to the system that created the condition.
Yes, I do love you, baby. Ooh.
DJX, the button on place. With DJ Ski, 93.2 FM. Stay tuned.
Little Switch, Derek, Harriet, Solomon.
Solomon was the wisest man, but he didn't know the secrets of a woman. Solomon was the wisest man, but he didn't know the secrets of a woman. I am wiser than Solomon, so girl, don't play any tricks. Just be calm and be still. Don't run me down for my bread. You wasn't around when I was slaving myself.
Girl, leave Saul alone. Cause I'm a big man in this town.
I'm singing. Solomon was the wisest man, but he didn't know the secrets of a woman. Solomon was the wisest man, but he didn't know the secrets of a woman. I am wiser than Solomon, so girl, don't play any tricks. Just be calm and be still. Don't run me down for my bread. You wasn't around when I was slaving myself.
Girl, leave Saul alone. Cause I'm a big man in this town.
Solomon. Solomon was the wisest man, but he didn't know the secrets of a woman. Solomon was the wisest man, but he didn't know the secrets of a woman. I am wiser than Solomon, so girl, don't play any tricks. Just be calm and be still. Don't run me down for my bread. You wasn't around when I was slaving myself.
Girl, leave Saul alone.
Hortense, the sister of Alton Ellis.
I was born and raised in the ghetto. I was born and raised in the ghetto. I'm the woman of the ghetto. Listen to me, legislate.
Raise your kids in the ghetto. Feed one
Hortense Ellis, 1972, Woman of the Ghetto. Or rather, Woman in the Ghetto. Coming in with a 1976, Unmistakable Tones of Delroy Wilson. False Rasta.
We're in the long hearing, calling yourself a Rasta man. Just fooling the people so fair to understand. One of these days, time will tell on you. It's gonna be sudden that you don't know what to do. Some of you are false Rasta, oh yeah. You keep on fighting your brothers and sisters every day. And now's the time you should be wise and don't you fuss or fight. Now's the time you should unite and try to do the right. Fighting your brothers and sisters seem right. Where you gonna run to? Where you gonna hide, Rasta man? Where you gonna run to, rascal man? Where you gonna hide? Some of you are false Rasta. Some of you are false Rasta. Oh yeah, yeah. Yourself a Rasta man, fooling the people so fair to understand. Yeah, one of these days time will tell on you and you. It's gonna be sudden that you don't know what to do. Rascal man, where you gonna hide? Where you gonna run to, rascal man? Where you gonna hide? Some of you are false Rasta. Some of you are false Rasta. And all you do is walk and make chatter.
Delroy Wilson, Nanny the Observer label. False Rasta, a.k.a. Rascal Man.
So you better live good along the way. Oh yeah, you're false Rasta. Some of you are false Rasta.
Coming in with Flowers and Alvin, Rasta Man Going Back Home, 1973.
Thank you. come, brother, come now. We are leaving Babylon before it's too late. Rastaman going home. 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 Rastaman.
Coming in mode one. I love this tune. It's a beautiful rhythm. 1977. GG label, the Maytones, Africa, we want figure. I think I played this a couple of weeks ago, but I don't business.
Yes, I and I want to go over Africa.
M. Zafirin, you know when you go on a foreign, if you haven't done West Africa yet, or maybe Central, go there, you know. Go there. I've only been to Gambia. I want to go to other places, but I've done Egypt, Tunisia, Morocco. Me now go back there. No, it's not the right flavor for me. But West Africa, a dangerous place, you know. Chee!
Come here in slavery.
Communicate. From you learn to communicate, that is very great. So listen to this and get it straight. Cause this a live good time. We don't want no more war and crying. When I tell you this a live good time, sound system says we live in a some peace and love. Original Hugh Brown said that. Run it!
Mr. Fearon, hold this one, Yasso.
Crossover.
Not the weird, you know, it's gonna show you Bob One.
free. Time before I yes. Yes, I and I want to go over Africa.
Yes, we want to go Africa. Maka. Wait a minute, brother. You see this next tune here? I just lined it up just before I got your text, you know. Tony Brevitt. See? Never Get Weary. It's a tune, this, you know. Maka, 1971. Who will it know?
Little girl, don't get weary. You're getting weary. Little girl, don't get weary. You pick yourself up from off the ground, for this is no time to lie around. If he says he loves you, stick around. Why you gonna put him down? Don't get weary, little girl, don't get weary. You're getting weary, little girl, don't get weary. A thousand times or more, you told me you really love him so. You want the whole wide world to know that you never, never let him go. Don't get weary, little girl, don't get weary, yeah. You're getting weary, little girl, don't get weary, so. You want the whole wide world to know that you never, never let him go. Don't get weary, little girl, don't get weary. Don't get weary, little girl, don't get weary, yeah. You're getting weary, little girl, don't get weary. Said I love.
Now, Maka, I know you like the hardcore Rastaman things, but I got a hold of that today. Well, you got to let some lovers in as well, you know what I mean? Just soften up every now and then. See, this next one I'm going to play. I'm going to play this partly in memory of Jason Arde. You know, the Cambridge University debacle. And because, you know what some of this is about? What some of this is about and this narrative at the moment, you know, from Nigel Farage, it was nothing new. You know, we had Enoch Powell before him, we had Mosley before him, you know, Mussolini, it's all the same thing, it's the same conversation. These people really haven't got that much about them, really. It's a familiar narrative. But what this is about, you know, with all these multi-billionaires who are funding this far-right movement across Europe at the moment, England. Well, I'm going to include America and Europe because they're all, you know, the dominant ones are the European people. But anyway, you know, people are talking about now how slavery wasn't that bad. You know, one of UK's renowned historians is David Starkey. Look him up, David Starkey. He's probably about 70, 75 historian. He used to be on the media quite a lot on these chat shows and whatever, you know, in the 80s and 90s, but they had to lock him off. You know, one of his famous statements is that there was no genocide during slavery. That, you know, basically there weren't no genocide because there's loads of them still living. That was his. And it's like, okay, well, there's a fair few Jewish people living as well. So what you're saying? Not that, because you dare not. Anyway, you know, but people, you know, having this conversation in America are like, you know, they want to reintroduce slavery because it were good for us. It weren't as good for us as what it were good for you. But, you know, this is where popular thought is going, and a lot of this stuff is generated in universities. You know, where, you know, if you go to university, you know, when you start studying at like MA level, PhD level, going on to be a professor, apparently it's all about being ethical, about honest integrity, being robust in your analysis. But it's like, if you can write research on how white people are inherently more intelligent than black people, or people of African descent, as I prefer to say, then I'm not sure how ethical that is. I'm not sure how honest it is. I'm not sure how robust it is. But nevertheless, they get the PhDs and the professorships and everything else. And then become government think tank. Or like, no, think tanks that influence government policy, etc. Anyway, Gregory's got it.
Welcome.
I know I'm doing a lot of chat today, but you know what? Like Mr. Fewin said to me in a message, you know, the passing of Jason Hardy and the way that he was harassed and harangued for weeks before his death by the media, it's really kind of hit me hard. He was only 36, had a young family. And so I said to people, you know, people try to say, well, you know, we're living in a post-racial society. No, we're not. We've never been anywhere near. Because racism can literally still, it can still cause our death, no matter what. So that's what I'm banging on today. Because these people, they just, sure, young man like that, you know. Anyway, I'll do this.
That's right, you are right over these boys. Platinum play DJ Steve 93.2 FM. Keep it locked.
No competition. I'm making my decision.
Got to give what I require. Slave master, accustomed to your whip. Yeah. And if the challenge is around, round, round, I'll surely take a sip. Said I'm accustomed to your whip. Jaja, no one's with it. Please get out. Great song to God, but not the dreadlocks in a cafe bar and say, yeah, and not a bandage, and not a bandage, yeah, that's a mercy, y'all. If you out a captive, if them out a captive, the naughty trade it if you take them out a captive. Say that the two them no no auntie. Man say that the two them no no auntie. Natty dreadlocks is a real universal thing. I would say they the natty dreadlocks a new auntie. Two them no no auntie. Say natty dread a lead the way all day. Say the natty I am on a going down tomato. I would say we so thank you out a captive. Man we so thank you out a
captive. 1977, Gregory Isaacs, Slave Master, alongside Rankin Bukkas. Yeah. I'm kind of really stunned, you know. I just feel like I need to talk about it because, you know, Jason Hardy, he lived in South London, I think South London, isn't it? Battersea, he lived. And the media vultures are outside his yard. You know, he's got a young family, his wife and sisters, brothers, etc. And just basically with their presence terrorising him. But you know what? There are things we could do. You know what people need to do down there? Don't need to be travelling from around the country, but just from down there. Just go and form a cordon between the family and the media machines, the media animals, and just give them some protection. Don't have to communicate with them if they don't want, you know, or just let them know what it is that you're trying to do on behalf of the family. And just like a silent protest and just stand there as a barrier and block them out from the sight of the family. I mean, like, the family's got to still get out, still got to get on with some kind of life, you know. They need some warrior down there.
Rasta, I'm a warrior. I and I Some of them are two-faced rasta. Them a wolf in a sheep clothing. Rasta, no follow. I and I no follow. Rasta, no warrior. Some of them say them a warrior, but I and I no follow. Yip 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 yip. Brothers,
Johnny Clark, warrior. So on the down there, South London, if on a warrior, we'll protect the family. Because too many of you are this instead.
They can't afford a car, and as everyone knows, you, a man who don't work, is a drag to society. But he can't get a job to buy his food. What must he do? Poor man, I know what you go through. He can't buy a pants or a shoe. No one knows you. What you go through, but don't let your heart get carried away into vanity. A black man's pride is to live a good life. Material is the first thing he sees, and the more he achieves, is the farther he is gone from that into vanity.
Tin, Horace Andy, 1977. Materialist. And that we worry about too much, you know. Sure. Anyway, Maka, this next one's more your tone. Junior Delgado, Every Night You Want to Go Right Home, 1975.
Keeps a long way. Every night you wanna go right home. 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 But when the right time come, who will be there? But when the right time come, who will be there? Bongo Natty wanna go right home. Natty Dread wanna go right home. Every Natty wanna go right home. Bongo Natty wanna go right home. But when the right time come, who will be there? But when the right time come, who will be there? To enter Mount Zion, you need an identification before you can enter there. But when the right time come, who will be there? Before you can enter there. But when the right time come, who will be there? But when the right time come, who will be there? Only dreadlocks like I and I, who no kill mosquito need fly, oh well, shall be there.
Junior Delgado, 1975. Every night you want to go right home. And although I love my Rastaman tunes, you know, but I think, you know, sometimes the preaching and, you know, talking about the light, you know, that's what joys my light. And I think, where has he shined it on us?
Oh yeah, oh yeah. Jah is my light and my salvation. If I power to fight against the wicked ones, don't let the wicked go. Jah is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I be afraid? Who shall I be afraid of? Oh Jah, oh Jah, Jah is mighty strong. Yes, oh yeah. Enemies be scattered, let them go away. Jah is gonna come again, he shall return on the day. It won't be easy, it won't be nice. Jah is my light. Oh Jah,
oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah.
Leroy Smart, Jah is my light. But you know, I strongly believe, I'm going to say strongly believe, that the versions of the Bible that we were given from plantation days are pretty much the same versions as we, those who do read it, are today. And they serve a purpose. And I don't think it's a teacher's religion. They're just silver words. There won't be much of an ad break because the machine's down again. It's going to play my jingle. Then it's going to be a Soul Act selection after this.
Baby, I'm not joking. And it's not what I'm smoking. I really think you're nice. Don't think I'm kidding you. And don't think I'm bidding. If silver words are your price, and oh, if you could see, oh yeah, the change you've made in me, that the angels in the skies were envious and surprised that anyone as nice as you would chance with me. Oh yeah. And alright, baby, I'm not joking. And it's not what I'm smoking. I really think you're mine.